Sean Mullen here in Spokane with Broncos defenseman Bobby Zinkin, and getting set to start a five-game road swing in 7 days. You'll play five games. From a player perspective, how do you approach that?
Well, playing that many games in that little of days, rest is really important. And, you know, nutrition and, you know, just being ready, lots of water, and just treating your body well so you can perform in each game.
It's a big task to face. Mentally, do you have to sort of break it down into smaller increments?
Yeah, you take it shift by shift, like every game. So you do break it down in small increments. So, yeah, I usually take it shift by shift.
Well, I know, and we've seen it before, that these kinds of trips, you're more likely to see guys get hurt or guys get sick or things of that nature. Is it extra conscious about, you know, keeping short shifts and keeping, you know, your nutrition high and that type of thing?
Yeah, when you're playing this many games, you know, everyone's got to take care of their bodies. You know, short shifts, play as a team, play the systems, right? And, you know, we hope no one gets hurt and we stay healthy and we win all the games on this road swing.
Going back to the game against Vancouver, why do you think you guys got off to such a slow start, and how did you turn it around?
I think it was just our preparation before the game. For this game, I think we all have to be ready and prepare well, better than we did against Vancouver, and come out hard in the first period.
I know you and Brett Lernout, when you had came on our post-game show after both scoring in a game against Saskatoon, said you're not expecting necessarily to contribute a ton offensively, but then again in that game his shot leads to the game-winning goal, you score one as well. Do you feel like as your role evolves here and the ice starts to come a little bit that you guys are able to chip in that way a little more?
Yeah, I think the offense will just come naturally as we're playing, and you know, we've been playing well and the offense has been showing up, so maybe our role has changed a bit. And we could chip in a little more offensively and defensively.
When you're able to score a couple goals, now that you have after going last year without one, does it give you a little more confidence with your shot?
Yeah, it does. I was working hard on my shot this summer, so bearing these first two goals pretty early in the season gives me a lot more confidence.
Going on the road against a team like Spokane that's 8-2 so far this season, they've got a couple of the highest scoring players in the league. How do you approach trying to defend them?
We really got to stick to our systems defensively. You know, face-offs, everyone's got to be on the same page. And, you know, defense first and we'll win this game.
Especially on the road when you know that even without last change, you guys could be matched up with anybody, including their top line. Do you have to be extra prepared in your position?
Yeah, you know, on the road, we could be playing against anyone. We could be out there against the top guys. So we really got to be on our game defensively. And just aware of who's on the ice and what's happening to be successful today.
All right, thanks a lot, Bobby.
Thank you.
It's Bobby Zinkin, Broncos defenseman. We'll come back with the coaches on the Eagle 94.1.